As we've been mentioning all week on Robin Hood Radio, this is an event that is going on right now and actually getting ready to wrap up later on today at Windham Mountain. And we've been around just about since the beginning. We've had great contact with the Adaptive Sports Foundation and what they do with the Warriors in Motion, which are at Windham Mountain. As I said, they've been there since Friday, and they wrap it up today. This year, Learn to Ski Ride with the Warriors in Motion. And we have with us from the Adaptive Sports Foundation, their executive director, Ray Curtis. Ray, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much for having us.
Interesting. Over the years, we've been covering your events and talking about your events. Of course, Adaptive Sports Foundation is not just limited to the Warrior program. Let's talk a little bit about the scope of the program and how long Adaptive Sports has been around.
Well, the Adaptive Sports Foundation is in its 36th year. We started here at Windham Mountain. We were very fortunate to have a great collaboration with Windham Mountain and support of us. We actually started in the lodge in a closet, and today we're in a purpose-built facility that allows our folks to be able to access the snow with great ease. We are not just for the Warriors. We start taking participants in when they're 5 years old, and we have some folks here that are in their 80s and 90s and still out doing their snow sports in the winter.
Now, how long have you been the executive director, Ray?
I joined the organization last year. But I've been an instructor here at Windham Mountain for the last 25 years.
I was going to say, you've obviously dealt with people that have physical disabilities. And obviously, in the past 10, 15, 20 years, the changes that we've seen, not only in equipment, but also the mindset for people to return to as normal life as possible has really changed drastically over the past, I'll say, 15 years.
I would agree. And you've seen a much greater impetus to have people rejoin aspects of society where they had been previously. And although they've had some changes occur in their life, it doesn't preclude them from being able to participate in skiing or kayaking or road cycling or golf. Or hiking, which we also do in the summer. So, many folks have, prior to facing the challenges in their lives, they would go skiing or snowboarding with their friends. So that's something they want to keep doing.
And what I find interesting is that you just said it a few seconds ago. I mean, you start as young as the age of five, and I think the earlier you start, now I'm a layperson, so I would know, but I would think that the earlier you start, the less of a stigma to the person that is learning it is. I mean, all of a sudden, it's just natural to them. It's not something that's different than anybody else.
Without a doubt, and it becomes a part of their life, and it's just another way of life. In the winter, we go skiing. In the winter, we go to Windham every weekend. In the summer, we go road cycling or kayaking or canoeing. And what we try to focus on, just like golf and skiing and the others, we try to focus on life sports, something that they can, participants can do throughout their whole life. And much of what we do is life sport.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the program that is underway this weekend and started on Friday, as I said, at Windham, and wraps up later on today. Learn to Ski Ride, the Warriors in Motion program. Let's talk a little bit about that, what it entails, how you select the Warriors, how the Warriors come to you, all that information.
This is, again, as you heard, it's our 16th year in doing our Learn to Ski and Ride event. It is for the veterans and his or her entire family to come and do. So oftentimes events are focused around the vets themselves, and what we're trying to do is to bring the entire family together and to do this weekend and spend the time. Family is a big basis of what we are as an organization. and that's our opportunity to facilitate that for the folks here. With regard to selection, we work with various organizations, whether it's the VA, whether it's Wounded Warrior Project. We have some veterans that have had connectivity to us. We have a gentleman here, two gentlemen actually, two gentlemen and a servicewoman that were here with us this summer, had not been here in the winter to do a winter activity, and they are here for the first time doing a winter activity, and they had done paddling with us, so both kayaking and canoeing and road cycling, and they're here for the winter. And as Greg said to me yesterday, I'm hooked. That's all he said. I'm hooked.
You know, I just think you must get an enormous amount of pleasure to see not only the warriors and the veterans, but also the interaction with the family members. Also, probably is worth $1 million.
Yeah, it's I think it's actually more than $1 million. Yeah. It's probably priceless.
Yeah,
if I had to say, it's a very interesting thing. Is that if you go across the organization, what I hear the most often from our volunteers, and what I need to say about our volunteers is, they're the ones that make it happen, day in and day out, and they're the ones with the folks out on the hill, the participants. So I just need to make sure that it's recognized that they are the backbone of what we do. We have over 200 volunteer instructors. What's a common theme amongst all of them is that they get more out of it themselves than what they give into it. And so it's pretty interesting to hear these folks say that they're the ones that are really getting more out of it. And so kind of you take a step back and you kind of process that, but it's an interesting aspect that goes on, is all I can say.
All right, for somebody who's listening now and either has a family member or they have some sort of limiting handicap, what's your web address? How can people get a hold of you and see exactly all the things you do and offer at Adaptive Sports Foundation?
Yes, our website is adaptivesportsfoundation.org, all one word. So again, adaptivesportsfoundation.org. We are in Windham, New York. We have people coming in from, frankly, all over the country that come to us, and we would welcome anybody who has a desire to have an outdoor experience to give us a call, and we would be happy to make arrangements and provide that opportunity for not only the individual but their family members.
Well, right. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us, and enjoy what's left of the weekend you have up there with the veterans and the warriors and their Learn to Ski ride this weekend.
Well, thank you for affording us the opportunity to speak with you and be able to discuss and talk about what is going on here and how people's lives are being changed. And they've put their lives forward for us. To ensure that, I guess, in a way that our lives don't change, is a way to say that. And because of that, they've had changes in their life. So the least that we can do is say thank you and respect that and honor that and provide a great environment for them.
Right now, here on Sunday in the Country, we're speaking with Rich Barrera. He is at Windham and has been there. This whole program with the Adaptive Sports Foundation started on Friday and wraps up later on today, Sunday, the Learn to Ski Ride Warrior in Motion program. Rich Barrera is joining us now. Rich, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So, Rich, a little bit about your background. What portion of the service did you serve in, and how did you find out about Adaptive Sports Foundation and what they do at Windham?
I served in the Marine Corps, and I learned through the Wounded Warrior Project.
All right, and what was your duty when you were an active duty Marine?
I was a diesel mechanic.
All right, and. Now, how long have you been involved with the Adaptive Sports Foundation? Is this something new to you, or is this something that you've been doing other things with them as well?
This is my first time coming to this event.
Okay, and where are you from, Rich, originally? I mean, where do you live?
Originally, I'm from New York, but I live in Virginia Beach now.
Well, Windham Mountain's a little different than Virginia Beach.
Yes, it is.
My daughter is a teacher down in Virginia Beach. Well, so now that you've been there a couple of days and you've partaken in some of the things, tell me exactly how's it been? Is it anything like you thought it would be? Is it easier? Is it harder? Or is it just plain fun being there?
It has shown me that I can still do things even though I'm injured. I can still get out and enjoy the stuff that goes on.
And were you a skier or a snowboards person before?
No, I've done skiing once, but I just stopped doing it when I got hurt.
Yeah, well, and is your family there with you?
No.
So this is a first for you. Do you plan on maybe partaking in what they also have to offer in the summertime type of programs?
I would love to try it.
You know, may I ask you how old you are, Rich?
46.
Okay, so this is, I guess, you're in the prime here, and you're able to get back outside and do a lot of activities outside. I that must make a big difference, not only in your physical state, but you're also your state of mind. Has it just made you a little more confident?
A little bit, yes.
Well, all I can say is, first of all, thank you for your service. It is greatly appreciated, and I know you might hear it a lot, but it comes from the heart. Anybody that will tell you that comes from the heart. We appreciate what all our service members do, especially ones who are wounded in action and have some disabilities. So, once again, thank you for your service, and enjoy the rest of the weekend at Wyndham.
And thank you.
Well, as you know, we've been speaking with various members of the Learn to Ski Ride Warriors in Motion weekend, which started Friday at Wyndham Mountain and wraps up a little bit later on today. With us right now, we have Anna. Is it Anna Makala or Makala?
Makala, sir.
Okay. Anna, thanks for joining us, and thank you for your service, by the way, to our country. What branch of the service do you serve in?
Well, I've served in the Navy and the Army, but primarily most of my time was in the U.S. Army.
U.S. Army. And your function in the U.S. Army?
Well, I actually am a board-certified psychiatrist, and that is exactly what I did on active duty.
Wow. I mean, that's and nowadays, that I mean, I think that's a real important of service to our country. I mean, how many people did you help out when you were doing that?
Well, I pray to God I helped everybody that I interacted with out in their life, whether they were in the military, a spouse, a child, a family together. I pray that I always put them first and put
all right,
their kindness and soul together.
Yeah. Are you? Do you have family members, or are you there also alone this weekend?
I'm also alone, but I have a really great roommate that you just met.
Yeah.
She's a rough act to follow.
Well, you know, I think just sitting here and talking to all of you, what I think is so great about this is that is this your first time skiing?
It's not my first time skiing, but it's my first time skiing since I was both physically and mentally injured.
Was there a little trepidation on your part before you actually got out there on the slopes?
Well, I call it sheer terror and fear, but yes, there was. I was terrified. I had grown up skiing with my father from the time I was 8, and we would go a few times every winter growing up on the East Coast, but we'd drive up to Pennsylvania for skiing, and it was always such a wonderful time. The most recent skiing I completed was in 2013 or 14 in Europe, and it was very difficult, and my injuries really overcame me, and I could not do what I used to do, and it was extraordinarily frustrating. And I've got this irrational perseverance going on where I will continue to do until I seriously can't anymore. And I unfortunately overdid it, which made it very difficult to walk for a few days, maybe even a week. But this has been an amazing experience. they have set me up with a volunteer instructor. It's almost like they matched our personalities together because she's so compassionate and encouraging, and understands how frightened I am of, ironically, it's a sense of being out of control.
Yeah.
So learning to ski on the parabolic skis is very different, and learning to trust the equipment and trust what my instructor is telling me has been a very nice experience. I felt very successful yesterday.
How did you feel going down the mountain for the first time?
It was exhilarating.
Yeah.
For the first couple turns, I felt like I was riding a Bronco trying to stay up. And my instructor, we pulled over, and she gave me a calming talk about the few essentials you need to know to ski safely. And so I kept that mantra while I skied the rest of the way down with her. And she stopped occasionally so I could keep up. So that was very generous.
Well, it just sounds, you know, speaking to you, Anna, and Christina beforehand, and Rich before that, a weekend like this is, I guess we can classify it really as a turning point, yes?
Yes, sir, you can. I have forgotten what an athlete I once was. There were so many things that changed in my life, and I felt very lost. And feeling lost, I ended up feeling very depressed and lost my confidence in a lot of different abilities I once had. So this has really been a rebuilding experience, an experience to trust total strangers who really have nothing but your best interest in mind, and to experience the generosity of American people. It's just, it's so heartwarming and touching. And there are very few experiences like that for people who have served our country. I'm so grateful.
Well, once again, thank you for your service to our country. And I'm so pleased to talk with you, Christina and Rich. Enjoy the rest of your weekend at Windham. And maybe we'll be lucky enough to see you and talk to you again next year up here.
That would be lovely. I think I speak for all three of us when I say we'd love to return anytime.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, sir.
With us now on Sunday in the Country is Christina Grimes. Once again, we are doing interviews here at Windham Mountain. When NASCAR Dave retired last year, the man on the scene moved to Florida, and he's not here, but our connection with the Adaptive Sports Foundation and their Learn to Ski Ride program at Windham, we've been around just about since the beginning, and we're going to speak to Christina Grimes right now. Christina, first of all, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you.
So what branch of the service were you in, Christina?
I'm with the Forrest Gump. I did 4 years in the Marine Corps active duty as a C-130 loadmaster. Then I did 3 years in the National Guard as a military police officer. And then I did 3 years as an Army reservist, military police as well. And somewhere in there, there's signal communications.
Ask this question. What prompted you to join the military at first? Was it out of school? Was it after school? High school, college?
I was straight out of high school, and I had gone to my parents and asked, "Hey, I want to go to college," and they laughed at me. I live in a very rural, low-income area of Florida, central part of Florida. And I said, "Fine, I'm going into the military."
Well, you know, I have a son, Jake, who took advantage of the education program and served 2 tours of duty in Iraq, came back healthy, but also came back with a sense of commitment and work and being able to work as a team. Is that something that you developed from your years in the service?
Yes, sir. There's nothing more that'll give you accurate structure like the Marine Corps to me. It was just amazing. They cut out all the bull and send you straight into exactly what you need to do. They do emphasize on education for me. They're very constructive. If you don't know what you're going to do with your life and you really need to find yourself, the perfect place to do that is going into the military.
You know, and that's exactly what happened with me.
Yeah, my uncle Glenn, who passed away a couple of years ago, was a Green Beret in the Marine Corps, and one of those Marines that was waiting on the ships outside of Cuba back when I was just a little kid. Once again, thank you for your service. Now, how long have you been involved with the Adaptive Sports Foundation?
This is my very first trip out here, and it definitely will not be my last.
And you came from Florida?
I actually live in Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. So this is a real different climate here than Virginia Beach.
Just a little.
Were you always a winter sports fan or participant?
I ended up having cancer.
Okay.
And after that, I had multiple surgeries, which involved a lot of other organs being taken out as well. I did not think I would be able to do this. There's no way before this weekend that I thought I'd be able to be back on a snowboard.
Has it reinvigorated you, not only physically, but I mean emotionally as well?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's one of those things that you look at it and you're like, there's no way. But you know what? I'm going to work with it. And each person is given just the right instructor to get out there and say, hey, take it step by step. Let's try this. If it's too much, we'll back off. But let's really see what you're capable of. You got people sliding down the mountains that are handicapped in wheelchairs. You got people that are completely legally blind that are out here skiing. If they can do it, I definitely can do it. And the person out there that's listening to the radio right now, they definitely can get out here and do that.
I was just going to say, I wanted you to relate the fact that what you're doing, and for somebody out there who's saying, yeah, but I'm listening to this and it sounds great, but it's too hard to do. What I found from the years that we went up there is you're exactly right. You are put in a position with instructors and with people working with you where you don't have to worry about your safety or anything else. They've got that covered and you can really have a good time and enjoy yourself. To me, this sounds like a game changer for you. A life-changing moment, is it?
Yes, it is. It's definitely a game changer, and it's definitely the beginning of a new sport that I'm going to stay in. But I did not think I was going to be able to do this. And they, number one, is safety here. That's for sure, and it's heavily emphasized. But then, of course, number two is having fun. And for the people that are out there that are listening, and they're like, hey, I don't know if I can do it. I've been hurt. I've been damaged so long. There's no way I'm getting out of this. They'll get you out of there. They'll get you on the slopes. They'll get you kayaking or skiing or whatever else they have here. You just got to give them a chance.
Now, are you here with family members or are you here by yourself?
I'm all by myself today.
Well, haven't you developed a family there, though, since you arrived on Friday?
Oh, you got the whole room chuckling. My roommate said, you're here with me.
I think that's one of the, you know, that's an offshoot of this program. I think when you bring people from different parts of the country together that are all kind of related in one way or another, and it does become, it's like being part of a production of a play, it's like being anything else, you become a team member, and I think it helps not only with changing your life around, but you and all the other people there that are learning with the Adaptive Sports Foundation, this is kind of like a team weekend and something that I don't think you'll ever forget.
No, I don't think so.
Especially if it's for your first time. So, and you're also going to continue this when they have summertime activities as well?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what, Christina, thank you for your service to our country. I hope you've had a great time, and it sounds like you have had. But have a great rest of the weekend at Wyndham with the Learn to Ski Ride program, the Warriors in Motion program. And thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir.
And to wrap up our little day here at Wyndham, the wrap-up of the big weekend, which started Friday, went Saturday, and today, the Learn to Ski Ride Warrior in Motion program put on by Adaptive Sports Foundation. The person that puts this together each year for us is Karen Feldman. And we, once again, will wrap up our day here at Wyndham with a little talk with Karen. I felt like I got hit by a hammer with each one. It was unbelievable.
Well, you want to know something? They do it because this is part of how they give back, and it's just been, and they're just hoping that somebody out there hears this and realizes that the only failure is in not trying something. And so if they can make a difference in somebody else's life, they were outstanding. They just, it's and this is just an example of the group that we have here, and not just this year but every year. You know, it's just, you get amazing stuff when you were here live every Sunday. You know, when you did this, it was phenomenal. So I'm really proud of this group. It's a really special group this year. I have to say they're extraordinary.
Well, congratulations once again to the Adaptive Sports Foundation and this program that you bring to Windham each year. And we look forward to talking to you again next year.
Marshall, thank you so much for continuing to cover this and make the effort, because I know you got a lot on your plate. But this is, I just really appreciate your sharing these stories, because, again, there's a lot of people out there who you have a huge listening audience. And if we make a difference in one life, then it's all been worth it.